Alright everybody, welcome back to Nightly Calm. Your friendly neighborhood sleep whisper here, Jake Cutter, ready to help you wind down and get those ZZZS. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jake, boundaries, isn't this a podcast about bedtime rituals? Trust me on this one, folks. Healthy relationships, the kind that actually give us energy instead of draining it, start with setting clear boundaries. Think of them as your personal sleep schedule for your connections, letting people know when you're open to connection and when you need some solo time to recharge. So why are boundaries so crucial? Well, ever felt like you were constantly giving without receiving? You know that feeling when someone takes advantage of your kindness or disrespects your time? Yeah, not a good vibe. Boundaries aren't about being selfish, they're about protecting your well-being and creating space for genuine, fulfilling relationships. When you set clear boundaries, you communicate your values, needs, and limits, which allows others to understand and respect you better. It's like having a personal GPS system for your relationships, guiding them towards healthy territory. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you build those strong, supportive connections through the power of boundaries. First things first, identify your needs. What drains your energy? What makes you feel uncomfortable or disrespected? Knowing this is like having a map of your emotional landscape. Once you understand your own needs, you can start communicating them clearly and confidently to others. Remember, your feelings are valid. Second, practice saying no without guilt. This is tough for many of us, but it's essential for setting healthy boundaries. It's okay to decline invitations, requests, or even conversations that don't align with your priorities or energy levels. You don't have to justify yourself a simple no, think you can be powerful. Think of it like saying yes to yourself and your well-being. Third, communicate your boundaries clearly and assertively. Don't beat around the bush. Be direct and specific about what you need. For example, instead of saying I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed, try something like, I would love to help, but I have a lot on my plate right now. Can we catch up next week? Fourth, be consistent with your boundaries. This is crucial for building trust and respect. If you waver or give in too often, people will learn to push your limits. Stand firm and remind yourself that setting boundaries is an act of self-love and respect. Finally, remember that boundaries are a two-way street. Healthy relationships involve mutual respect and understanding. While you're communicating your needs, be open to listening to the other person's boundaries as well. Compromise and flexibility can go a long way in building strong connections. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. You're at work, buried under a mountain of tasks, and suddenly your friend texts you asking if you want to grab coffee later. Now, you'd love to catch up, but honestly, you just need some quiet time to recharge. So, what do you do? Do you pretend you're free and end up feeling resentful and exhausted, or do you politely decline, explaining that you need some solo time tonight? Setting boundaries in this situation could mean saying something like, hey, I would love to catch up, but I'm swamped at work today and really need some downtime. How about we connect next week? See? By setting a clear boundary and offering an alternative, you're still being kind and considerate while prioritizing your own well-being. Remember, saying no sometimes is actually the most loving thing you can do for yourself and your relationships. So, folks, remember these key takeaways. Identify your needs, practice saying no, communicate clearly, be consistent, and respect boundaries on both sides. It's all about creating a foundation of mutual respect and understanding that allows healthy relationships to thrive. Now go out there and build those strong, supportive connections. Until tomorrow night, remember to prioritize your sleep and your well-being. Sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.